Before the Bologna process began in 1988, it was extremely difficult for university graduates in one country to have their diplomas recognized in another. Great strides have been made since then toward the goal of getting diplomas recognized across borders, and it has also become much easier for students to transfer from universities in one country to universities in another. The Holy See joined the Bologna process in 2003. Secretary of the Congregation for Catholic Education is Archbishop J. Michael Miller. He says it is important to remember that the idea of a university springs from the heart of the Church.
Catholic universities are at the origin of all universities in Europe. They have a contribution to make precisely as universities with their colleagues, a particular contribution because of the tradition, particularly of Christian humanism, that engages the Catholic university.
As more and more high school graduates go to university in the hope that a diploma will help them get ahead in the working world, European universities are looking at ways to adapt their curricula and teaching methods to help make students more attractive to employers. Head of the Department of Higher Education and History Teaching at the Council of Europe, Sir Bergen, says it is more important than ever for universities to remember their roots.
We really have to define the role at the university, which I would say is fourfold. The university has to prepare people for the labour market, but the universities, in addition to that, have to prepare people for life as citizens in democratic societies. They have to promote personal development, and they have to be the main place in society for the development and maintenance of a broad knowledge base. One of the important aspects of the university today is it is a place where, as you say, you take the time and the distance to reflect and to search for truth.
Head of the UN's European Center for Higher Education, Dr. Jan Sadlak, says that by tapping the roots of Europe's cultural heritage, the university in Europe can become attractive to students from all parts of the world.
And institutions of higher education in Europe are interested to increase the number of students coming from other parts of the world to the European universities. We identify that in this global competition for students, the cultural heritage is an atu of the European universities.
Pope Benedict XVI will receive the participants in a special private audience following the close of working sessions. I'm Chris Altieri.